Well, we're going to be joined now by women's team manager Jenny Swarbrick. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us so quickly after full time. What's your take on that? Is that a point gained or 2 points dropped? I mean, it's a point at the end of the day, isn't it? So
yeah, I think it depends which way you look at it. I think I'm happy with the point because it's a building block, a stepping stone for us. But I do think we've dropped 2 points. I think we were the better team. I think we dominated. I think we had the better chances as well. And we could have taken those chances in the first half. We should have won the game. But there's a lot of positives to take from it. So I'm happy, but I'm gutted at the same time.
Early doors, we did have a great chance. It hit the bar. There's O'Carroll. Yards from goal. I mean, the penalty area is not the best. But you rushed it, didn't you? The rebound. That would have been a great start to the game, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have been. And there's a one-on-one from Naomi as well.
Yeah,
and
Shan
hit the post in the second half. Keeper made a couple of good saves for them as well. So I think there's a lot of positives to take from today. There's a lot of areas that I'm very pleased in. We've just got to find that goal-scoring touch.
I mean, I felt like York had they got into it. And in the first half, they created some good chances, but the way we came out in the second half was really encouraging, I thought.
Yeah, I think that today was probably one of our best performances in possession. Was getting the patterns going. We talked at halftime about just some tweaks to how we were trying to build up play, but we kept encouraging them to keep probing, and then gaps will appear for us to be able to play through. We didn't stretch them as much as what I'd have liked to have done. We have signed Naomi Lawrence now, who's very, very, very quick. Mm-hmm. And you could see that couple of glimpses of her getting in behind. But I do think our possession today was quite good, especially in wide areas. So there's some good stuff to work on. It was also nice to have Hannah, who came in and played the 10. She made a debut today, and I thought she made a good impact. And I thought Shan looked really good out on the left as well, looking dangerous and threatening in there. So there's a lot of good stuff, but we've just got to find that goal-scoring touch.
Mentioning Janice Reeves, I mean, if there's a bit of play that sums up Janice Reeves, it is that where she hit the post. She had no right to get anywhere near that bit of the pitch to be able to do that. But she's so determined. And you mentioned the save that Sidwell made. That was off a Carling free kick, Jean's header. Oh, it's so close.
Yeah, there were so many chances, it just wasn't going in. I do think it was like one of them games where we could keep going and probably still wouldn't have scored today, but they were getting the rub of the green in the final third for us. So, but it was good to see that we could move players around, and when I moved Shan inside and Hannah outside, it did then release Shan to make those runs and hit those zones that we've been working on in training and getting the cutbacks. And it'll come.
We were having a little discussion about the player of the match of this game. We mentioned Reeves, mentioned Carlin, Paul Furey and Bickett. I think Ford had a great game in midfield,
yeah.
Very determined and dogged. You're going to have to help us out because we're not too sure.
I would agree with where you're coming from there. I think it was a really good team performance today. I don't think anybody had like a 9, 10 out of 10 game, but I don't think there was anyone with like a 5 or 6 out of 10 game. I think they were all probably 7s and 8s out of 10 today. Everybody was consistent with the performance, did their jobs well. I'd give it to the whole team if I could, and that's why I was one of the reasons why I struggled for once to put the subs on, because everyone looked really, really good and was doing the jobs really, really well. But as I said, it was nice to be able to integrate two debutants into the team that made good impacts.
Yes.
in how we play. We have moved things around since the last time we played before Christmas, with a few players playing in different positions, and we'll just keep working at it to try and break down Chesterley Street when we go there in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've got Chesterley Street at the end of the month. I mean, it was a big game anyway, but I think it's even bigger now, isn't it? I mean, that's the nature of run-ins.
I've just said to them now, I said, look, I'll be pleased with the point, but good we didn't get 3 points, and we have to now go to Chesterley Street and we have to go and get a win. We have to go and get the 3 points to have any chance of survival. But I think I am confident going into the second half of the season where we'll be able to compete with the likes of Chorley, Stockport County, and we might get
when you look at that game at Victory Park, weren't a million miles off Chorley that evening, if memory
serves.
No,
that was a very, yeah, very close game. And same with Stockport as well. I think now the way that we set up as a team, I think we'll be able to have a good influence over that game as well. And I think we might pick up a few points in other areas and other fixtures as well. But in 2 weeks, we have to go there and get 3 points against Chesterley Street, because if you've got any chance of survival, you've got to beat the teams that are around you in the bottom and relegation zones.
Well, the news is, while we've been doing this interview, I've been trying to tracked down the Chesley Street score. They've been beaten today by Hull, so we're off the bottom of the table with this point today. So
oh, that's good.
We are heading in the right direction with that regard.
Thank you for that good news. Yeah.
How do we prepare for Chesley Street? Because it is another little bit of time off competitive football, isn't there, between then and now?
Yeah, well, the players have got to make sure that they're in Tuesday, Thursday for both weeks, and we work hard. We'll probably focus this week on us and how we're continuing to develop our style of play and our game plan, and then going into next week, it'll then start to, into the second week, it'll start to then focus on Chesterley Street and how we'll try and stop and disrupt their play. But we're in a much better place now as a team. I'm feeling really confident. And if we go to Chesterley Street and get 3 points, that'll put us in a really, really good position then going into a few tough games after that.
Well, Jenny Swarbrick, thank you for joining us. Congratulations today. We're off the bottom of the table. That's progress. We didn't lose any ground against York City after today's games as well. You're doing something. What?
I was going to say, encouraging attendance as well.
Yes.
What was that in the end?
3-2-1.
3-2-1.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm absolutely over the moon with that. I targeted 250. But we'd had a really, really good response from the schools, and I did see a lot of people in today, and then I started saying, oh, maybe we'll get a 300, but to say 3-2-1, oh, I'm over the moon with that. So thank you to all the fans that came in.
Oh, just to say as well, plenty of kids there today as well, and a junior team once again, so is all that heading in the right direction too?
Oh yeah, it is.
2024,
we've got a lot of traction with the local community now, getting a lot of people in through the door, a lot of people interested in what we're doing, so I'm made up with that. So thank you very much to all the fans that came in today.